TK and Berkey with you on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to talk rugby union now. And we've gotten in a bloke who knows a bit about rugby.
A little bit about rugby.
He's the highest capped player in Australian rugby at 139. He was my captain for a number of years. Welcome, Georgie Gregan.
Hey, Berks. How are you, mate?
Mate, we are well. Now, tell me, you must be scarves and gloves and heavy jacket tonight heading down to Canberra, I'm sure. Have they got it in them to overcome this, what is a rampaging Hurricanes team?
Yeah, well, you said it there, didn't you? It is a rampaging, red-hot Hurricanes team. They beat the previously undefeated Crusaders last week. A really strong performance coming back. I think they were 22-14, and they went unanswered points and beat them 31-22. So they flexed their championship muscles. So it's going to take a huge effort from this Brumbies team. But conditions are conducive to an arm wrestle. It's going to be freezing cold. It's going to be wet, greasy conditions. So, you know, it's there for the Brumbies. It's going to take a monumental effort, though.
How are they going to get about it, mate? How are they going to get over this time that plays so fast? And, you know, the Aussies this year have had no success against the Kiwis, or little anyhow.
No, 0-25.
Yeah, 0-25, that's right, TK, 100%. And, like, the thing is, the speed element will be taken away because of the conditions. Like, it's been -6 all week. By that time, it's going to be probably zero. By the time they're playing, it's going to be really cold, dewy, wet sort of conditions. So it makes it really hard to play that fast, you know, multiple passing game. The collision is going to be heavy. So it's going to be a bit of an arm wrestle. And I think they can play that game. It's not their ideal way of playing, but that'll suit the Brumbies. They've got a really good set piece. They're probably one of the best defensive teams. So, you know, the driving ball will come in. So I think that's going to suit the Brumbies in terms of the conditions. But no, the Hurricanes are a champion team. They can play all sorts of conditions.
George, I know the motivation is to advance to week two of the finals and maybe do the impossible, but when you see this inspirational story from Christian Lealofano, who's coming back now into this side after suffering a bout of leukemia, certainly that's got to be a boost, isn't it, for every teammate?
It's a huge boost. Like he's such a quality human being, and what he's done through his career at the Brumbies has been fantastic. And then obviously overcoming this leukemia, words can't describe it. And he's been around the players. Like Stephen Larkham and the coaching group got him in to help as an assistant coach throughout the year, and also then also monitor his rehab and his ability to get back physically, because he was, it took a lot out of him. And they've seen that physically, the players, and now he's in a position to run on the field with them. So, there'll be a lot of emotion there. There'll be a lot of inspired players. This got to channel that in the right direction. And it's like he's not going to be the saviour. It'd be nice to get for him to go on the field and the games in the balance, because his experience will count. Mm. He's a quality player.
And a very good goal kicker too. We saw that in the Lions a couple of seasons ago. Brum is always renowned as smart players and smart play. No. When we played the Wallabies, mate, that all we did was the Brumbies players. I think he endorsed that, Greggs, I think, at the same time. But a smart player, Rod Kafer, he's now taken over a role at the Australian Rugby Union. What's your take on that? A good call?
Yeah, I think it is a good call. I think he's in there like to assist with like a coaching pathway and coach the coaches, so to speak. That's what he's been saying. And let's start right from the beginning, grassroots, get everyone involved and get back to the Australian way of, like, this is how we play. Here's the skills we really need to be working on right from the get-go, and everyone's consistent on that. I think that's really, really important, because if you've got different sets of ideas and different ideologies, it's very hard for you to go in one direction. So I think he'll be really good in pulling people in the right direction and making sure, you know, the fundamentals of the game are really good, particularly skill-based wise, because if you don't have those right, it doesn't matter what sport you play. If your fundamentals aren't strong, then it's really hard to proceed and get to the level you should get to.
Is that where we're lacking, Gov, in the younger age groups, that skill level that they get to a certain age of sort of, you know, 17, 18, they think they're going okay, and all of a sudden you go, oh, boys, you know, catch pass left to right, kicking is just not there yet.
Yeah, it's a combination of that, Berkey, for sure, and I also think it's a combination of just, like, getting in competition, and I think ideally, like, you know, the old winning habit's really important. I think we've got to get back to that, particularly at those younger age brackets. I can't remember the last time an under-20s team did well in an under-20s national tournament, beat a New Zealand team, like we're talking about. Mind you, that continues, that mindset continues. So you've got to shake that around. So it's not impossible. It has been done before. Like, it's not as though we haven't been able to do that in the past, but we've got to get back to it now. So, yeah, there's baby steps along the way, but that's ultimately where you want to get to, that consistent performance which allows you to win more than you lose.
George, skills is such a big part of the game, but are we producing the forwards? Have we got enough pigs? Are there enough animals around to sort of, you know,
good word,
give us that sort of yardage that you can use? Any of the skills that maybe can be taught?
No, I think we've got, like, we've always, we're in a country where there's the battle of the athlete. Like, you got NRL,
yeah.
AFL. That's not a new battle. Like, some of that's just emerged. Mm. It's been going on for a very long time. So it's the players that you do have. And we've got some big boppers in which ones are eight. Who can carry well and are physical. Like, there's no doubting we have them. I just think you've always got to keep an eye on the future, and you've got to be developing those players. So if the current, someone gets injured or someone moves on, then you're able to fill that void. That's a challenge, and it's never been an easy thing in Australia because, there's options. And those other codes are looking for the same quality in a lot of the players we are as well.
Gav, I'm hearing rumours also tonight that when the guys run out on the field tonight, obviously going to be an emotional night as well, but they're going to bow to the Greig and Larkham stand. Is that right? Yeah. Just to pay a bit of homage to the great man?
What, like the Viking clap?
Like the Viking clap.
I think you're having a bit of fun there. You think you're Jerry Seinfeld. But I think they run out that way, so they acknowledge it anyway by just running that direction. So there you go. How about we just take somewhere in between?
Hey, George, you can find a gig, Berkey.
Oh, he could. These morning starts are really getting his funny side out.
I like it indeed. I learnt from the best. Like Gov's one of the greatest sledges on the field. It comes across as nice as pie, yes sir, no sir. But one of the great sledges. There's another question for you. Can they get under their skin tonight, Greggs? Can they get under their skin by just giving a little bit of niggle at the same time?
Oh, I think, like, in these sort of games, like, you know, they're high-pressure games and it comes down to little moments. And I think if they can disrupt the rhythm of the Hurricanes, then that will cause niggle. That will cause frustration within that Hurricanes camp. It just causes frustration in all good teams because you want to impose yourself. You want to impose the way that you want to play, particularly if you're a quality championship-winning team, which the Hurricanes are. They want to basically say, here's the speed of the game. Come and join us. If not, see you later. That's how they play. So you've got to stop them finding that rhythm, because once they get there, they're really hard to bring back, as we've seen throughout the years, not just this year, but over the last 2-3 years.
And bit of good news too, it looks like Sonny Bill Williams will be available for game number one of the All Blacks up against the Wallabies. So there's just another hurdle to overcome.
Yeah, well, fair play. Like, we obviously saw his impact in that first line series. But you know what? I think the Wallaby players and Michael Sheck would say the same. You want the best possible team to play against. Like, that's what it's all about. And, I think if he's... Like, it's not as though he's a shoo-in either, because Lamapi and all, they played really well throughout the Lions series as well. A lot of depth. So, it'd be good to see him back out there.
Quick one, Gov. I'm sure you've got the matchsticks in the eyelids at the moment. They're watching the golf last night. What would you have taken off the first there at Royal Birkdale? It was blowing a gale.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I watched it a little past midnight too. There's a lot of little driving irons and little tree woods, weren't there? I would have gone with a driving iron, Burke, try to keep it low and just keep right of that bunker. Stay away from that bunker on the left.
Who's your tip, mate? Have you got a fancy?
Yeah, I always like, you know, Scotty, because he plays well in the British Opens from an Australian perspective. But internationally, I'll tell you what, he's playing really well, which was Matsuyama.
Yeah.
I like him. He plays really well too. And then Brooks Koepka, he started well last night, coming off his US Open win. But there's a mix right there.
Good on you, George. We'll be watching tonight, and go the Brumbies to do the impossible, really.
Very much so.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No worries. George Gregan, Wallaby great, and he loves his golf.
Oh, he loves it. And
he's pretty good at it
too. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you hate that?
No,
else he's good at.
You try and niggle him on the golf course as well, and he just looks at you and he just got this deathly stare and goes, nah, I'm all over this.